Blake, your coach has said in the past, sometimes the key to holding a lead is getting that next goal. What is it that your team has done so well consistently this year when it comes to being behind but keeping them from scoring that next goal but still being able to put the pressure on offensively?
Yeah, not cheating the game, just playing our game, playing our system. Some timely saves from our goalie, you know, some big blocks. And, you know, when you need to stretch the game out to score goals, you know, then the other team gets chances the other way. We don't need to do that.
Kind of on that note, Blake, the Boston game, you guys were able to come from behind and get it done in the third period. You do it again here tonight. Did a couple of nights ago help for the club in that resort?
No, we've done it, you know, enough this year. We have a lot of confidence that we don't need to change our game. You know, we can continue to play the same way for 60 minutes. We're going to generate enough chances. It's just a matter of finishing them, and some nights they're going to go in, some nights they're not.
What can you say about the hot hand again that Kyle Connor's got here lately?
Great time for him to step up, and you know, Brian Little made a heck of a pass to him and you know, snuck it through, so that was a timely goal for us.
Darwin individuals, Jack had a lot of jump tonight, and Ross, that gets a big goal in a meaningful game for him. They're all meaningful, but he plays against the hometown team. You'd be happy for him.
Yeah, I'm happy for Jack. Played a good game, you know. That power play unit's been really good for us. Mizey made a great play to him, and nice to see a guy that had a nice game get rewarded.